Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HT Smartcast original, and it is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today, I have someone who has achieved a lot in the fintech space and has now moved to agriculture. Amit Sinha, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Amit is the co-founder of Akshamala Solutions, which is an agricultural technology company. He is a former chief operating officer and board member of Paytm. Amit is from IIM Calcutta, IIT Dhanar, and he's a business builder. You were in a startup when you said Paytm was just 100 people. Now yes. It's so big. You founded Akshamala, went back to Paytm, and you must have seen lots of other startups.
Yeah.
My question to you is, what are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup entrepreneurs make?
First thing I would say would be the team itself. People overbuild many times. Most of the time, I've seen people overbuild before something is really to be done. So it's a balance which one should maintain. You should not dry up so much that you're not able to grow, but you should not also make it so heavy that it starts hurting. So that is something that is very important. Second, I would say a lot of people, while people want to do entrepreneurship and get into it, they are not aware of all the challenges that which is where there's a lot of wear and tear. You keep going through those multiple cycles, and I call it a daily boom and bust cycle. There are more of busts and very few of the booms that I will see. So one has to be aware of that and live through that. It's not only about your job, it's about your family, it's about everything else. Everybody has to be attuned to that. Then only you will reach out and be successful at this thing. And third, I would say also, a lot of people find it very difficult to change in the face of what is happening on the ground. You should always be very agile. Always start with an MVP. Never build something. So there is this story that I always very happily quote, that if you have a small elephant in your house, you should actually take it out, show to the world. It will be cute. People will like it. If they like it, then you feed it more.
Correct.
But feed it outside the house. Mm-hmm. If you make it too big inside, and if it goes out of your house, then it will break the door.
Correct.
So one should avoid, in all aspects of a startup, this is extremely critical as a thought process, that you need to keep things small, agile, and so that it can change fast and then build up.
Wonderful. So with my last question, this is a question on failure.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't teach our children that it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
We're always told, all parents. You have to come first.
Yeah.
You have to be ahead of the queue.
Yeah.
You know, piche kya kar rahe ho, aage aao, etc. And yet we fail all the time.
Yes.
My question to you is, what are some of your learnings from some of your mistakes or your failures?
Quite a lot of them. As I was saying, the busts are more, so failures are more than the successes any day. Like, if it is a better than a 2018 issue, I would be like, somebody would be God to do that. So, I think some of the biggest failures that I've had was, so for example, one very basic thing, when I failed my first attempt at IIM, when I was doing the CAT thing, but I think the biggest learning that I've had, and always I've seen, is there's always the next day. There's always something better waiting if you have the ability to go ahead and grab it and see it. A lot of people, for example, in a professional situation, a lot of people say demonetization is what made Paytm. The reality is we were already doing the same thing for the last 8 or 9 years. The speed at which which I reacted to it is what made it. So I think a lot of those failures keep on having in business and everywhere else. In Akshmala, the first round, I don't know whether we call it a success or a failure, but the business that we were doing at that point did not grow to the extent that we wanted it to. So in a way, it was a failure. There was a lot of learning, but which we could now plump into the next sort of business that we are doing. So I think the core thing is there's always a next day. There's always something to take away from any failure and then implement in a better way.
So Amit, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. And I wish Akshmala and Unnati just lots and lots of success.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.